Matufilahi hiya hayatufi. The death in Allah is the life in Him. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate. O beloveds, I would like to speak to you about an ayat from the Holy Quran, about which the Prophet Muhammad, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, spoke and gave the inside meaning, and which Ali ibn Abu Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, then gave for anyone who wanted to know truly. Allah, praised and exalted be He, says, every soul shall taste death. You shall surely be paid your full wages on the day of resurrection. Whoever is removed from the fire and admitted to the garden has surely won the triumph. This present life is but the joy of delusion. Al-Mata al-Yayuru, Surah 3, Ayat 185. He, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, said that the real meaning of the words Al-Mata'u al-Yaru'u is that al-Yaru'u is like the young girl when she is 14, 15, or 16 years old. And at that age, she feels that she is everything, and that she has everything, and that nobody is greater than she is. She is very careful about what she has because she is waiting for her beloved to be married and to keep what she has for him. The meaning of al-mata'un is the pieces of cloth that she uses when she has her period. She is very careful about how she uses the pieces of cloth so that it will protect her when she uses it. But when it is dirty, she throws it away and she has no more use for it. This is the example which Allah, praised and exalted be He, gives for the life of this world, al-hayatu al-dunya, for the material world. The young girl cares very much about the dunya, when she is all your ruler, and she does not know what is inside her because she hasn't tasted the love from a beloved yet. She does not know what is inside her is the secret of Allah, but she is very careful to keep herself pure. She doesn't look at anyone to take away what she has. The young man also is like her, but he wants to taste the love through his beloved. If anyone loves the dunya and doesn't love Allah, then his love with his beloved is for his dunya, and her love is for her dunya, and this is the life of illusion, al-majaz, and this is like the mata'u al-yurur. But when the beloved of Allah loves, and he goes through the wall that he has, and he goes through the wall of his beloved, and he tastes the love of Allah through her, and she tastes the love of Allah through him, and they take off everything that they have or want from their dunya, and from their humanity, and they go through everything, then they find that there is only Allah. As he says, praised and exalted be he, remember me and I will remember you. Idakurni wa ad kurkun. Inside you, my beloved, I am the sweet thing. Adam, our father, may peace and blessings be upon him, could not know himself until he saw Eve beside him, and she saw that he was her father and her beloved, for she came from him. Then they went through each other to find the real meaning of Allah, through each other, through Allah himself. This was when they were still in their subtle state in the garden. Before this, they could not know Allah completely. Adam, may peace and blessings be upon him, only knew and completed himself through his beloved, who loved Allah as he loved him. This is exactly the case of every beloved with his beloved. But anyone who loves the dunya, or who worships the dunya as an idol inside himself, or who loves only for the dunya, how can this person know Allah as he is in himself, which is his love? Now you see, because you have taken off everything you had before, and you have left all the illusion that you lived for before, you see how your beloved is, and taste the sweetness of the love of Allah, a love you never tasted before in all your life. Who could know you or imagine this? Only Allah knows you because He knows Himself in you, in what He has created, in what He gives. Leave people with what they have because they love what they have, and Allah has created them to be like this. He says, die before you die. When you die, that is the judgment day. And He says, every soul shall taste death. This means death from the material thing, which is the love of the self. But he also says, if you die now, then you are in the garden now. Whoever moves away from the fire and enters the garden will triumph. You begin to know him through the perfect tasting of his love which he gives to his beloveds, who throw away everything, and who destroy everything from the self to be in the complete freedom with the beloved in his love. You are in the deep, soft love inside his arms, and he takes the fire from you, and you live in his garden, which he has created for you to live in his real life with him always. The prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, said, the dunya is like rotting flesh of carrion, and those who seek it are dogs. See, beloved, Allah has forbidden his believers to eat this food, and this is the dunya, as the prophet says. So leave it for Allah, because he has created it in his wisdom, and he knows those whom he has chosen for the life of the dunya to be the children of the dunya, and he knows those whom he has chosen to be his children. If anyone eats the love of the dunya and this love goes inside him and fills him, then he must clean himself with the deep fire of the love of Allah in order to rid himself of the dunya, for he cannot know himself or his beloved or his reality or his beloved God until he travels this way of the love. And he dies to everything that he has known or had or eaten before, refusing any food which is not from Allah, for Allah, and with Allah, and this is his love. In this case, my holy beloveds, anyone who walks through everything, like I say, helps himself in his holy journey in this his moment through this subtle love. When I say holy journey, I mean that he travels through La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. If you look with a deep eye at the words, there is no God, but Allah, and a Muhammad is his messenger, then you can see that the number of words is seven. This means that he wants you to walk through the words, La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. There are seven words. You could not cross through any of these words until you go through the seven stations of the self, and the seven stations of your heart, and the seven stations of your soul, and the seven stations of your secret. This means that you destroy everything from station to station through the seven words until you see yourself walking through the seven earths and through the seven heavens. Allah says, I created seven heavens and the like of them from the earth. What do I mean about that? I mean that for La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah, there are seven earths, and this is the outside word which is the sign, al-mithal, for the seven earths. But when you continue traveling on this holy journey, you fly through the stations which I spoke about before, that is to say, the self, heart, soul, and secret to the inside heaven of La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. When you are in this station, you come to the world of the unity, but there is no humanity, and there are no words but one word, La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. If you look again at La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah, at the outside words, and you continue, you will see more words. These are the days of the week on the outside, which are seven. But inside, see, my beloved, Allah created all the heavens and all the earth, and he put everything in its perfect place as he wanted in 6 days. And on the seventh day, he sat on his throne. What do I mean about the throne, and where is it? The throne, my beloved, is inside your subtle mithral, for everything that he created in 6 days. And this is something very hidden. If you destroy the images or walls or idols, you find only him. Excuse me when I say you find, because really, as I said before, you find only him. And in that case, there is no he or she or you, but La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. For this reason, he says, remember me and I remember you. You follow the Prophet Muhammad and after him, the one who is his inheritor. And for this reason, he says, anyone who wants to know me can know me through my beloved Prophet Muhammad or through al-Warith al-Muhammadi after him, because he is the door to his beloved God. Illa bi unni yuhabikum Allah. Without this door, no one can reach and no one can continue on his holy journey to reach to the reality of La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. This, my holy children, my beloveds, is some of the secret of La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. I return now to tell you where his throne is. His throne is inside the heart of your reality. You carry his reality exactly. If you destroy everything, all the idols, all the pictures, if you do not pray for the dunya, if you do not want the dogs around the dead meat, the carrion, It is very important for you to make the real death now and to die through the love of Allah. If you do this, I am sure that you will begin to take the real life, the life of Allah without beginning and without end. This is the explanation of the words in the ayah at the beginning of this subject. Whoever moves away from the fire and enters the garden will triumph. Zuziha ani an anari wa udhila ajanati fakad paza. This means that he crosses over the fire through his holy journey to always be in the reality of Allah. For that when he moves, he does not move himself. And when he walks, he does not walk himself. When he looks, he does not see himself, only Allah. And this is the real food. There is nothing else. His love is not the love of self, but it is the real love of Allah. For that his door is always open for his beloved Allah, and for everyone who is like him. Excuse me when I say him, I mean my beloved Allah. For that Allah always remembers himself to every tongue, and he gives his love to everyone who loves him, without why or what, if you understand what I mean. My beloveds, when anyone is in this station, his mind is completely white, without anything but Allah and his light. No mind of the humanity can contain this station. This is the station of the guide all the time, but he is also in the perfect baqa. He is moved like the ocean of the love and by the ocean, and he is the ocean. Nothing else moves him. If anyone is in this station, then he knows and sees everything, and that it is only Allah, only Allah. And always he says, then, when you remember me, you remember yourself. But in reality, you only remember me, for there is nothing else but me anywhere. I, Allah, remember myself. But if anyone is not in that station, he can say why or what without a person in that station and about what he does. If he is in the same station, then he cannot say anything and his tongue is silent. This is the case of Moses. May peace and blessings be upon him and all Kidr. May Allah be pleased with him. No one can ask, why do you do this? Or what is your reason? Because only Allah knows the deep wisdom of the actions which he gives from this station. It is La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. Allah is the beloved and his lover, and there is nothing else but he. Beloveds whom I love, those who live inside my holy circle, it is very important to surrender completely and to trust and to know that no one has any choice. For that reason, every one of my holy children, when Allah gives him this holy station to be swimming and he takes off everything of his humanity and he has the white mind, he comes to be me. Then he sees that every love through everything is the love of Allah. That is the case of my holy child when Allah puts him in this holy station. For that reason, he looks for the love of Allah in every face and he wants to take and to give in the perfect way as God wants. This means that he does not move by himself and does not put himself in the station with his own hand, but Allah chooses him to fly and to swim in the world of the unity with the white mind, the mind of his beloved Father, who moves everything with the deep wisdom and with the order from his beloved God. For that reason, it is very important for every beloved who carries the jewel of the love to know how to be, how to give, and how to take in the perfect way as God wants, and to surrender completely for everything when Allah shows some of his sign. And say, I trust, and I surrender, and I say, Bismillah. If you look deeply at the story of Al-Khidr, may Allah be pleased with him, and Musa, may peace and blessings be upon him, with the eyes of the humanity, you can say, why did Al-Khidr break the Sharia? But the answer from Al-Khidr was, I did not do anything by myself, but Allah used me, and he sent his order for me to follow the inside wisdom. This is exactly like the bee when she flies and she goes to the garden full of the different flowers, different fragrances and different tastes. She takes everything from every flower that meets her because Allah guides her to take the love with the complete freedom in the soft way. After that, she makes the honey, not for herself, but for another who searches about for this honey, to feed himself with from the honey that she makes. She does not worry when she visits any flower and she takes what she needs because God guides her in his perfect way. This is exactly a part of the ocean of the love which God gives for all who want to know and to take. The important thing is for him to take the love from everything, from anything, wherever he finds it, because this love is the love of Allah. This is the station of all baqa, without any doubts. But if the person is not in this station, he is still in his humanity. It is forbidden for him to take the love as he likes. You must follow the law of Acharya in the perfect way, as I say. You are he is you, his love is your love. When you give everything for yourself without why or what, and you come to be in his garden, when you taste the sweetness through his reality, when you finish with everything not for him, how can I say for him? There is nothing, only he. This is my love and this is my life. Without this love, everything is destroyed. My holy beloved, my holy child, who I am waiting for, if you know who is calling you to be between his arms and why he is calling you, because you carry his jewel, you carry him and you have everything from him, for him. Really, you are the life and you have the wine of his life. You have the fire to destroy everything not for him, but be ready always and move your tongue with his name. Be careful not to look back or to say why or what, but trust and surrender and throw yourself before his door. I mean about his door, the door of his love. You are his love, and nothing else can carry him. He is inside you and contains you as you contain him. For this holy world he makes you his image to be hidden, and he is waiting for you to return from whence you came. You know through his word you can throw yourself inside the station of his word. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulallah. Through the word of his beloved, the perfect one, who carries the spirit of Allah. You can throw yourself between his arms. For that live, not for anything else. Destroy yourself. Be careful not to look back one moment. Always drink from his milk, from his source, from his food. You are very rich because he is rich. Be careful about your face because your face is his face. Be careful about your love because your love is his love. For that you are the treasure, but for him, not for the else. Show me the else. There is nothing, only Allah. Be like what he wants and take everything from him, for him, to give life for everyone who needs it, if you see that. And say always, sing his song with me. Really, when you sing, you do not think you sing, but he through your tongue. This is some of his sweetness that comes to my heart, my holy children. Wait and wait, but not outside, because there is no outside and no inside, no side. Be in his mihrab, and you will find your secret is calling you. And this holy secret is nothing other than the reality of Allah. He is calling you to kill him, to be a sacrifice for him, to drink from the holy blood, which is different from any blood that the people thought. The blood is the blood of his love. When you are with him in the world of his unity, I mean about the blood, exactly the blood of the sacrifice when you kill yourself, and you give your love for your beloved, and he gives you his love for you. To be one for this holy journey, he wants you to return you from whence you came. When he said from the beginning, be, this is the world of Allah, not else than you. La ilaha illallah. What more can I say, my holy children? Yes, the real death means in the throne of Allah. It is the real life through his word. La ilaha illallah. Allah. Remember,